بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله فضلت والا کیا شہر کی خدمت ہے فضلت والا شاہ کی محمد اقتصر نور اللہ مرقدہ ہو. نہیں آتے نظر لیکن پرے پرواز آہوں کی. محبت تیرا صدقہ ہے سمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے. محبت تیرا صدقہ ہے سمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے. جو میں یہ نشر کرتا ہوں خزانے تیرے رازوں کے. محبت تیرا صدقہ ہے سمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے. جو میں یہ نشر کرتا ہوں خزانے تیرے رازوں کے. زمین پر ہے مگر کیا رابطہ ہے عرش اعظم سے. زمین پر ہے مگر کیا رابطہ ہے عرش اعظم سے. نہیں آتے نظر لیکن پرے پرواز آہوں کے. نہیں آتے نظر لیکن پرے پرواز آہوں کے. جدھر دیکھو فدا ہے عشق فانی حسن فانی پر. جدھر دیکھو فدا ہے عشق فانی حسن فانی پر. فدا اللہ پر ہے قلب وہ جا اللہ والوں کے. فدا اللہ پر ہے قلب وہ جا اللہ والوں کے. تجھے دھوکا نہ دے فانی بتوں کی عارضی رنگت. تجھے دھوکا نہ دے فانی بتوں کی عارضی رنگت. کبھی دیکھو گے تم قبروں میں اب تر لاحال لاشوں کے. کبھی دیکھو گے تم قبروں میں اب تر حال لاشوں کے. جو اہل دل کے جوتوں سے لگے ہیں خاک کے ذرے. جو اہل دل کے جوتوں سے لگے ہیں خاک کے ذرے. شرف حاصل ہے ان کو موتیوں پر تاج شاہوں کے. شرف حاصل ہے ان کو موتیوں پر تاج شاہوں کے. چمن میں جیسی ہوتی ہے عناد کی پذیرائی. چمن میں جیسی ہوتی ہے عناد کی پذیرائی. کہیں وہ مرتبے ہوتے ہیں صحراؤں میں زاروں کے. کہیں وہ مرتبے ہوتے ہیں صحراؤں میں زاروں کے. وہ سب کے ساتھ رہ کر بھی خدا کے ساتھ رہتے ہیں. وہ سب کے ساتھ رہ کر بھی خدا کے ساتھ رہتے ہیں. مگر کچھ اہل دل ہی آشنا ہے ایسے رازوں کے مگر کچھ اہل دل ہی آشنا ہے ایسے رازوں کے. وہ کرگس جو کسی مردے پہ ہوتا ہے فدا اختر, وہ کرگس جو کسی مردے پہ ہوتا ہے فدا اختر, وہ کیا جانے کہ کیا رتبے, وہ کیا جانے کہ کیا رتبے ہے ان کے شاہبازوں کے, وہ کیا جانے کہ کیا رتبے ہے ان کے شاہبازوں کے. جو میں یہ نشر کرتا ہوں خزانے تیرے رازوں کے, محبت محبت تیرا صدقہ ہے سمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے, محبت تیرا صدقہ ہے سمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے. نہیں آتے نظر لیکن, نہیں آتے نظر لیکن پرے پرواز آہو کے. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. صدق اللہ المولان العظیم. دس بیوٹیفل پومس, نہیں نظر آتے لیکن پرے پرواز آہوں کے, اللہ کے ناٹ بی سین, نہیں نظر آتے ہیں, بٹ یو ریئلائز اللہ, یو ریئلائز دا ایگزسٹنس, دا قدرت, دا کائنڈنس, دا پاور, دا مرسی آف اللہ پرے پرواز آہوں کے. دا آہ وین اٹ کمز آؤٹ behind that veil of that ah, then you recognize Allah Ta'ala. And this is when you will stay with Allah Ta'ala and you will see that when they will speak, when in their du'as and their connection with Allah Ta'ala, in that you will make out the existence and you will also get connected with Allah Ta'ala. You can't see Allah Ta'ala, but of the many ways of recognizing Allah is where one Allah Ta'ala, his ah comes out. Behind that veil, you make out what connection he has got with Allah, that he is connected with somebody and what his condition is. Muhabbat tera sadqa hai, zamar hai tere naazo ke. Muhabbat, love, this is a great thing, tera sadqa hai. It is a sadqa, it is on behalf, it is through love. Through love, zamar hai tere naazo ke. And it is the fruit of the naz of love. Like we explain naz, like a wife makes naz with her husband. She demands this, she shouts him, she controls him. She's got the right to do that. How small children, they will carry on with their parents, take out food from their mouth also. Force them, pick them up, go, come here, do this for me. That is naz. So the naz of muhabbat and the sadqa. And through muhabbat, what Hazrat says, جو میں یہ نشر کرتا ہوں خزانے تیرے رازوں کے. This what I'm explaining, the secrets of the love of Allah Ta'ala, this is the fruit of this naz of love. And it is through love that I've been able to explain this love of Allah Ta'ala and the love of the Akhirah. So love is a great thing. And how much a person will have love, and in the dua, which is a sunnah dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk وحب عمل يقربني حبك. That oh Allah, ask you of your love and the love of those that love you and the love of those amal by which we get your love. Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayh, a very very great alim Allama, he says that in this hadith, why is the love of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Wala, why is it in the middle? Because the love of Allah directly, we don't see Allah. How are you going to get even this ah which comes from the Allah wa Allah? It's only when you're in their company, but directly we don't see Allah. Our minds are not open to that extent. Our hearts to recognize Allah Ta'ala. So it is in the middle, Allah wa Allah, who will make us connected with Allah. And then we will recognize Allah. We will get the love of Allah Ta'ala. And on the other side, amal are usually, many people write, we are lazy to make amal, we procrastinate in doing our amal, we feel lazy, etc. So by the love of Allah wa Allah, you will get the love of amal also. So they are kept in the middle, so that on the one side they connect you with Allah, and on the other side they connect you with amal. Last week also this came in the talk, that to have the love of the Shaykh. One brother wrote that I'm in debt, how can I give gifts? The one of the ways to get the love of the Shaykh is to get his happiness, and a person gets happy when he gets a gift from somebody. From whoever you get a gift, you get happy. So he says, I'm in debt, how can I give a gift? Hadiya, my first duty in any case is to pay my debts. So we should understand that hadiya, there are many types. You can read three times Qulu Allah and may pass the hadiya. And that hadiya is even more greater. And you don't need time really also, how much time goes. And you don't need any effort also. But if you have that love, I want to give a gift, you will give something. Whatever you will come in your mind, but if you haven't got that love, you won't think also of giving something. But now by force yourself, then this love will get cultivated. As you will give, you give somebody a gift always, the love of that person will come in your heart. So in this way, make dua regularly. Some mashallah muridin write that they make regularly two rakats of namaz, and they pass the sawab of that. You can do that. There are so many ways that a person can do. And also, a person says, I cannot express my love. I'm a person with less words. I cannot express it. But love is such a thing that you'll make dua. See, are you making dua for your Shaykh? And to inform, that will how the Shaykh can't know you're making dua. When you inform him, I make dua for you. And the reason for that is to get his love. Then inshallah the love will also come, and you will be giving a great gift of dua also. Three times Qulu Allah you give, who can't do that? Read 10 times La ilaha illallah, read 10 times Durood Sharif, anything like that. Whatever we can do, a person gives that, and this hadiya will bring the love of Allah, the Shaykh, and then from there the love of Allah Ta'ala will also come. Also with regard to last week, there was a little misunderstanding with regard to the keys of the car, and a little delay that wasn't anything, but what was really very, very encouraging, both the brothers wrote letters and they asked for maafi. And the thing is, to ask for maafi, anyone asks, lot of people say, must make me maaf. But some of the elders, they make bigger mistakes, but they don't ask for maafi also. Or they just ask simply, make me maaf. But the way they wrote their letters, mashallah, it shows great capacity and capability. Then one of them wrote a more detailed email also about Majlis is making his condition. And really it is for elders to study, not to read. To study that email and see what halat Allah has blessed them with. And we should tell ourselves, I'm such a big donkey, I haven't still reached this. Look at these youngsters where they have reached already. We should learn from anyone, even from youngsters we should learn. If we haven't got that capacity, learn it from the youngsters. And but we should try and bring these qualities in us. May Allah bless them and enhance them tremendously, inshallah. Zameen par hai, magar kya raabta hai arsh-e-azam se. Hazrat says, we are on this earth here, and the earth is a place of ghaflat, unmindfulness, a place of sin. But just because of this muhabbat, the muhabbat of Allah, connection with Arsh-e-Azam.
A person is on the earth and he's not a Nabi also. He's an ordinary person, but because of this love of Allah, he's connected with Allah Ta'ala. And this connection comes with everything. Your plate of food, the dasturkhan is put down, the plate of food hasn't still come. The salads have come, for example, and you think that in that salads there are onions, there are tomatoes, there are cucumbers, there are peppers, there are so many things. And you think how many farms, for the pepper farm, how many people work and do tractor that work, that plowed the land, to make that tractor, how many machines? To make one part, the tractor got so many parts. And if we think sometimes, perhaps this has happened to many of us, you open up a machine, anything, and all the parts are lying there. To make one part, how many machines were used? And then you just have to assemble it, that you can't do also. And sometimes you assemble a whole thing and you left out one thing. Now you have to open the whole thing to fit in that one thing again. What an exercise it is. And Allah tabaraka ta'ala, for that cucumber, the roads that were needed, the bags that were needed, the workers, the weaker workers needed homes, for the homes to be built, it's one thing. So Allah, what is your qudrat? So all this that a person sees, that with that, he's just sitting and he's looking at that, but his rapta is with Allah Ta'ala. He seems to be eating that one pepper here, but his connection is with Allah Ta'ala. Then when the food comes, and our food, how many cause meal? All the savouries that come then the juices that come, then what and what comes, all the meals, everything. So that person, this is that muhabbat if you have acquired of Allah, and this comes from the Shaykh. And once you have acquired it, zameen par hai, you'll be on this earth like an ordinary person. You are walking, and you will see the people you are walking past. Somebody is carrying a heavy bag. Your du'as will go for that person. That Ya Allah, make it easy for your makhluk. For me just to carry something for a little while, I get these people miles and miles they walk with this thing. Your du'as will go. So you'll be on this earth. Magar kya raabta hai arsh-e-azam se. You are connected with Allah, and this is what is the object of the tasawwuf, your connection with Allah Ta'ala. You outwardly, you're just an ordinary person, you're just doing mundane things, but the connection is with Allah Ta'ala. Nahi aate hai nazar, you don't see Allah Ta'ala, but lekin pare parwaz aahon ke, and that ah that comes out, that Ya Allah, look at your makhluk, look at your creation, and you don't even see them. But you think of the people of Syria, those people who are living comfortably in their homes, today they are in refugee camps. But also on the other side, we have to make lot of dua. You see they are in the refugee camps, but they are all gathered to watch TV. In that difficulty also, still, if you don't have that connection with Allah, even you come in problem, the problem doesn't make you connected with Allah. But if you are connected with Allah, the poor refugees you see, you can't recognize them as Muslims. Today Maulana Ibrahim Devla was here, Damat Barakatu. See the condition of the Ummat in so many places, that a person, just to get a job, if you have a Muslim name, you don't get a job. So you change your name also. Put a Hindu name, a Christian name to get a job. He says in Amal, from before we were not in Amal. Only thing we had is name. Now the name also is gone. Now what is left after that? So this is the condition of the Ummah. He was explaining that how many places Muslims are doing security work for the Mandir. They are looking after the Mandir security work. No job. That is the job they know. They give them that job. So just imagine what is the condition of the Ummah. So how we have to worry. So a person, if he's got some ta'alluq with Allah, and halat come, he gets more connected with Allah. But if a person hasn't got connected with Allah, and halat and conditions come, he goes further from Allah Ta'ala. So therefore it's very necessary. And for that Allah has given us this wonderful great effort of having muhabbat with the Shaykh. And how much you have, you'll get the love of Allah. And then inshallah halat won't even come. And if they do come, they will be enjoyable also. Those halat will be like that marchu in your food. It's strong, but you can't resist it also. You're going back and over, the chutney is so strong. The auntie made biryani and she put extra masala. But you can't resist it also. You are eating it more. So halat are there, but you are enjoying. In that halat you are enjoying also. So from Allah Ta'ala's side, if some difficulty also come, you enjoy that also. And you run more. Allah Ta'ala, one friend of ours, a youngster, who gets continuously involved in a guna, I tell him, and then he cries to Allah Ta'ala. So I say, Allah wants you to cry to Him. But you're not doing it, and now you hate the guna. But because then only you cry. So without committing the guna, cry to Allah, then you won't be made to make the guna. And then cry to Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Ji Maulana Inam al-Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, people complained about the riots in India, Muslims are killed, etc. He said, Allah wants shaheeds. Quota of shaheeds are fixed by Allah. You people are not making jihad. So that quota is not getting fulfilled. So Allah takes the shaheeds in this way. Now this riots, Allah Ta'ala, so halat that come, there are reasons for it also. But if we keep our proper contact, then those halat, cry to Allah before Allah makes you cry to Him. Do you cry before time? Why wait for the time that now some condition comes on you, now you crying to Allah? Allah wants you to cry in front of Him. So Allah brings that halat, so don't wait for the halat. You cry to Allah Tabarak Ta'ala. Jidhar dekho fida hai ishq ke paani, husn-e paani par. These conditions which I explained, Hazrat explained that. Wherever I see that false love is being given for false love. Temporary love is being given for temporary love. That is what I see, that real love, there is no question about it. Do work for that. Try to develop that. Fida Allah par hai, qalbo jaan Allah walo ke. And a person is totally sacrificed to Allah Ta'ala, what is heart and soul, who? Allah Wala. Those who have become Allah Wala, they sacrifice themselves totally for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Tujhe dhoka na de fani buto ki arzi rangat. Don't be deceived by the temporary beauty of this temporary idols. Yeah, idol is not only the idol, how they make it shine and put all shining things on that idol and all that. Not that, even the woman of the street, who make themselves shine like that. Whether whatever type of makeup they use or whatever, some women put so much Vaseline that they shine with that Vaseline, so much, whatever all that shining is, don't be fooled by that shine of those people. Kabhi dekhoge tum qabro mein, abtar haal laashon ke. Think of a wise man, thinks of the end result. The end result of these people will be in the qabr, they will be lying in a very bad condition. Judge Akbar Nazir Akbar Ilahabadi Rahmatullah Ali said, jo qabr kohan unki ukhri, jinka mushayyan badan tha, whose bodies were very very chummy, nice, healthy, good, or muattar kafan tha, and they put attar on the kafan, etc. Like that outwardly so much it looks all good. Jo qabre kohan unki ukhri, when the old qabr open, nobody to even put sand anymore. The children nobody visiting also, are they not there anymore? Nobody to care. Then now that qabr opened up, jo qabre old qabr, jo qabre kohan unki ukhri, na azwe badan tha, na azwe badan tha, na tare kafan tha. Not a part of the body was left, nothing was left. Not even one piece or shred, or one cotton of that kafan was left. So this is what is the end result. So don't be deceived by this dunya. This is a stupid person who is deceived by just by a temporary thing. A bubble on the water, and worse than that, if you got a cold, and the bubble comes out from the nose, and a bubble here on your nose here, and light is shining, and it looks beautiful, purple color, and blue color, orange color, that how long is that bubble? And the bubble from the nose bursts more faster than the bubble on the water. And how terrible and loathing the bubble on the nose. You just hope that, I hope nobody saw it. If you are in your privacy, it's alright. But in front of people, and it happens without you. It just comes out, and the bubble, and how ugly it looks. Worse than that is this dunya. And you are falling for this dunya. Hey, how we look down upon that, this dunya is worse than that. So, and when the finally in the qabr, what the condition will be? جو اہل دل کے جھوٹوں سے لگے ہیں خاک کے ذرے اینڈ ڈسٹ پارٹیکلس سینڈ پارٹیکلس وچ آر ود دا شوز آف اللہ والا شرف حاصل ہے ان کو موتیوں پر تاج شاہوں کے دے آر مور ویلیوبل دین دا پرلز اینڈ ڈائمنڈس وچ آر ان دا کراؤنز آف دا کنگس دیٹ از فار دوز پیپل ہو ریئلائز ون تھنگ دیٹ کیم ٹو مائنڈ آلسو وچ یو لائک ٹو شیئر وتھ ایوری ون یو سی دیٹ MashaAllah, many people here come to the majlis also. Many are listening from around the world also. And what appreciation people have got. How this appreciation? These things were there before. Two main things. One is when a person himself is called, with that fikr comes for his Islam. Fikr of akhirah, fikr of deen. Then he takes note. Otherwise, majlis is carrying on. How many people are in Azad? Well, we are just on our street here. They're not interested, they won't come. Now, everywhere else also, and the whole of Azad, well, how many people? But nobody, but those who got interest from how far they coming. Traveling 100 kilometers, traveling from 80 kilometers to come for the majlis. Why? They got that fikr in them. So that is one constituent which is necessary. The other is the love of the Shaykh. If you have that love, now it just everything makes meaning, and you just enjoy. If you haven't got love, you'll find fault with everything. Any alim's bayan, you go. Many of our satis say also, we're going somebody else's bayan. We just find fault. And now what must we do about this? So that is, when your Islam fikr has come in you, and you have got love of your Shaykh, now everything means so much to you. And you enjoy it all so much. And then your amal also, to make amal becomes easy. And when you can't make amal, you feel guilty about it. And if you haven't got that love, you haven't got that Islam worry, you can't make amal, you justify it. And you feel that I'm so busy, how can I get up for Fajr? I'm so busy, how can I make one khatam in the month of Ramadan? How can I make a khatam in the year? I'm a very busy man. But when you have that muhabbat, now you will chide yourself. And you will find fault with yourself. You can't even make one khatam, you can't make your five times namazes, you're not making it with jamaat. What's wrong with you? Wake up, get right now. So this is that one, that fikr comes. And the other is the love of the Shaykh comes. Then these things have got great, great value to a person. And both of them is that a person comes to majlis regularly and inshallah with an open mind, these things will come into him. And a person who is blessed with that fikr of his Islam, and the person who is blessed with a love of the Shaykh, that person will fly towards Allah Ta'ala. چمن میں جیسی ہوتی ہے انادل کی پذیرائے ان دا بیوٹیفل گارڈن ان دا سیزن آف اسپرنگ سمر اینڈ دا نائٹنگ گیلز ہاؤ دے آر پریزڈ اینڈ ہاؤ بیوٹیفل دے آر سنگنگ دیٹ از ون پکچر ہاؤ ایوری ون از پریزنگ دین اینڈ ہاؤ بیوٹیفل دا نائٹنگ گیلز آر سنگنگ ان دا بیوٹیفل گارڈن کہیں وہ مرتبے ہوتے ہیں صحراؤں میں زاغوں کے کین دے بی ایکول ٹو دا کروز ان دا جنگلز the crow, how it just makes it sound all the time, the nightingale's beautiful song, and in the beautiful garden, can it be in the desolate jungles, empty jungles, deserts, and the crows that are there making their big noise there, they're not singing, they're making a big noise, can the two be equal, those who are Allah wala, and those who are the slaves of dunya, which the hadith calls kilabud dunya, dogs of dunya, and the slaves of akhirat are called abnaul akhirah, the children of akhirat, can the two be equal? Never. They're those that are in Allah's path, and were found the love of Allah, and enjoy the namazes they enjoy, adhan they enjoy, you hear somebody reading Quran, you enjoy, everything you enjoy, where can the two ever be equal? وہ سب کے ساتھ رہ کر بھی خدا کے ساتھ رہتے ہیں. These Allah wala such, they are with everyone, but they are not unmindful of Allah. Wherever they are, whether it's a social gathering, a wedding function, People are talking about dunya, but who got his connection? In there also his connection is with Allah Ta'ala. People can be talking, you are a shopkeeper, customers come for 2-3 friends and they start talking about soccer, politics, but you got connection with Allah, your connection goes there, to Allah Ta'ala. Though they are with everyone, but the connection is with Allah Ta'ala. Magar kuch ahle dil hi aashna hai aise raazo se. But it is not even all ahle dil. All Allah wala, those whom Allah has blessed, they understand that this person, they can make him out easily. They just see him and they make him out. This person, though he is here in this dunya's mahol, he's in the shop, he's in the business, he's in his office, all dunya's talks are carrying on. But you can make out this man is connected with Allah Ta'ala. Hey, they make out that this person is somewhere else. Wo kargas jo kisi murda pe hota hai fida akhtar. That vulture which gives its life for a dead body, for carrion. And the body is lying there, the animal which the lions had hunted, they ate the best of the meat, and now the bones are left, few strands of meat are left here there, and the smell that is coming, who enjoys it? The vultures. People who are the dogs of this dunya, they enjoy this dunya. So these filthy women of the street, etc., haram things, etc., who will join me? Enjoy dogs of dunya. So think that when I am enjoying this thing, what am I? Wo kya jaane ke kya rubde hai unke shahbazon ke. What do those people know? What is the condition of those people who are eagles and soar in the air and fly to Allah Ta'ala? Hey, those, the vulture that goes for carrion, for the stinking, dirty meat, which is nothing. Eh? Where do they know? Or the rat and mice that go for all the dirt and filth, etc., molds, etc. What do they know? What are those people who rise up and go far and fly to Allah Ta'ala? May Allah bless us with all these realities, inshallah. Here further we read, there is a letter of Allama Professor Sayyid Salman Nadwi, Maulana Sayyid Suleiman Nadwi, who is in Durban. He says, Alhamdulillah, taqreer and tahreer ke mawaqe bahut milte hain. That's also especially for the ulama, we should listen. That he says, I get lot of occasion for making bayan. People call me to write articles, etc. Get lot that ulama called out also regularly. Come and make bayan, give a bayan, etc. خصوصاً تقریر کے مطالبے بہت ہوتے ہیں. Particularly for bayans, people call me out a lot. کبھی کبھی خیال ہوتا ہے کہ فلا بات میں نے ایسی کہی تھی جو کسی نے اس طرح نہ سمجھائی ہے. And he says, sometimes I say in my bayan something and then it comes in my heart. I don't think anyone else explained just like this. A very special point, and I presented it in a very special way. This happens to a person when he's making bayan. Jab bhi dil mein ye khayal aata hai, to ujab mehsoos hota hai. When this thought comes to me, then I get conceited. I feel pride that I really said a point in a very wonderful way which nobody else did. To foran dil hi mein alhamdulillah kehkar istighfar bhi kar leta hoon. Then while making bayan, I say, Alhamdulillah, Allah bless me with this ni'mat. And I make istighfar, tawbah also, that in this year this pride mustn't come into me. Iske alawa, ujab se bachne ke liye maamool kar rakha hai. And besides that, this ujab, this pride that comes in a person, there is, I made this practice also, ki har taqreer se pehle do rakat, nafil ke baad, khulus e niyat ki dua karta hoon. That before every bayan, I make two rakats of namaz, and in there I make niyat that Allah must give me sincerity. So that is very important, that whenever we have to make bayan, if we have the opportunity, make two rakats of namaz. If we don't, or if there isn't the occasion, read three times Qul Huwallah, ikhlas will come. If there isn't that, read one time Qul Huwallah. And while you are even walking, before starting in your heart, that Ya Allah, make this only for your pleasure. And, oh Allah, let me say those words which will be beneficial for everyone. And oh Allah, let the people benefit from this. Not that they come and praise me, but that they benefit. And they practice upon it. So those du'as that, for example, a person makes, also, this is not directly with this, but just one point, an offshoot from there. like making bayan, a person who makes bayan and he thinks today I said a heavy point, people really must, they have enjoyed this point. People, they were perhaps sleeping, they hardly heard your point. You are thinking, you in a world of your own. One friend of ours came, he says that when he walks on the street, student, he says, I see married woman turn around and look at me. I say, you in a world of your own. They driving, what they looking? And he says, I saw a woman that she turned around, she looked. I say, why you looked at her? We thinking, oh, the woman are going mad for me. And this talk of mine, oh, the people are very impressed. Nobody even took notice. Like a fly set on the horn of the bull. And for after a while, a fly mosquito, it flew away. But then it thought, I must ask for maaf. And it asked the bull, please make me maaf. The bull said, I hardly knew you were sitting here. There is nothing at all. So many times we think, hey, my bayan today, heavy bayan I made. People are heavy impressed. They were sleeping. They hardly heard. And even if you ask them, how was the bayan today? They'll say, very nice. How was that point? Oh, we didn't even hear that point. So you just don't fool yourself. Live in a fool's paradise and think that, oh, everyone, I'm a center stage. And everyone's attention is, people hardly know you exist. If you have that in you, that you hardly know you exist, you won't think that this one is impressed, that one, the world is looking at me and the world are admiring me. You are a fool in living in a fool's paradise. Don't be overtaken by these things. So he says, I make this dua, Allahumma dhallilni fi ayni wa azzilni fi ayunin nas, or Allah, which is the antibiotic first, make me low in my own eyes and make me big in the eyes of the people, so that they benefit. If people don't have respect for you, they won't listen to you. And even if you are making bayan and they don't have respect for you, they will say, oh, there's he going again for himself, just carrying on with his own tunes there. And but if they have got respect for you, they will listen to each word that you say. Now, Allahumma ij'alni saghiran fi ayni wa kabiran fi ayunin nas. Oh Allah, make me small in my eyes and big in the eyes of the people. So this is a very valuable dua also. Karta hu, phir taqreer karta hu aur dua karta hu. I read this, then I make the bayan and I make dua. Ke is bayan ko mere liye aur hadim ke liye naafi' kare. Oh Allah, make it beneficial for the people. Not that the people must enjoy the bayan and the people must come and praise me. No, beneficial for the people. Kya ye tariqa sahi hai? So this is what he asks his sheikh. Is this correct what I am doing? Ya usme koi izafa ka mashura hai? Taaki apne ahmiyat wa khud pasandi se bahud ho. Or is there anything else I must do so that I can be saved from thinking I'm somebody big, etc. and pride coming in me? Alhamdulillah, as khud kisi aizaz aur waaz mein kisi aham jaga baithne ka qalb mein mutalibah nahi hota. He said, alhamdulillah, naturally from my own side, I don't wish when I go to a gathering or I make bayan, I must be given a special seat, I must be called to the front, etc. I don't have that desire. Hazrat ki hidayat darkar hai. I wish Hazrat's explanation and what Hazrat has to say. The reply Hazrat gave, ye amal kaafi hai, this is enough. Lekin ek shair apne walid majid rahmatullahi alayh ka izafa barkat ke liye par liya kare. But read one poem for more barkat and more safety, which is your own father Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi, his poem. Hum aise rahe ke waise rahe, waha dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. How beautifully Hazrat interwove it and put it forward, that read this poem, that whatever the people praise us, whatever our condition, we have to be worried, what will be my position on the day of Qiyamah? Whether there I will be safe, I will have respect and honor, or there I will be disgraced and humiliated. And Allah Ta'ala, alimum bi dhati sudur. Allah knows what is in your heart, everything. Ye shair, ilaj-e ujab wa kibar ke liye aksir hai. This poem for the treatment of vanity, thinking yourself to be good, and pride that you're better than others, it has got, it does the work of alchemy. It does tremendous work in correcting that. May Allah Ta'ala grant us these realities and make us also amongst these pious people, inshallah. We were reading in Kashkoli Marifat the prescriptions for guaranteed mort on Iman. The one that we are busy with is to have the love of some Allah wala, which boils down to the love of one share. So further Hazrat writes, Allah wali muhabbat ki paanch sharte, five conditions, then you will know that this love is Allah wali, the love for Allah's sake, the love for your share. But whether you love your share for Allah's sake or not, that is also important. It's not just that you have the love of the Shaykh. The love of the Shaykh must be together with, the love of the Shaykh must be the love for Allah Ta'ala. It must be Allah Wali. It mustn't be just a love for any, as Hazrat explains here. Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali farmate, ki muhabbat khalis Allah Wali jab hoti hai. When is the love of the Shaykh purely for Allah's sake? You can have love for the Shaykh, but it is not for Allah's sake. That is possible. So when will you know, how will you know? Five conditions. لا يحبه لغرض, that he محبت غرض سے نہ ہو, not any object. What is that object? For example, that the Shaykh has got to a lot of murids. So if I love him and I become like a favorite of his, all the murids will say, oh, this is the Shaykh's favorite. So they'll also love you. So you have got an object there. For example, the Shaykh, you start taking addresses from the rich murids, that I'll make contact with them and I'll also try and take out some money from them. So that is not pure your love for the Shaykh. That is your love for one gharas, for one object. Or that you will now carry on with the Shaykh, become like a favorite of his. Then you will ask somebody for a business opportunity, you will ask for a loan, etc. Now your love is not for Allah's sake. You are loving the Shaykh, but it is not for Allah's sake. It is for an object of your own. وَلَا عِرَضٍ مُعَاوَضَ مَتْلُوبٍ نَهُ. You don't want anything in return for that. You don't expect that I show love to the Shaykh, the Shaykh must also shower me and make me also VIP everywhere. Come here, come in front, sit here. You are expecting that. The Shaykh does it of his own is a different thing. But you mustn't have that now I must have some position, I must get some honor, etc. وَلَا أَرَضٍ سَمَانِ دُنْيَوِي مَتْلُوبْ نَهُ. And know any benefit of this world also you must have in mind. That I must get any benefit of this world, anything, that the Shaykh will love me, then he will make me a manager of one of his shops, etc. Or he will make me an agent for something. Or he'll tell one of his murids, give this person a job. This person I can see is a very good person. So you are doing it for some worldly object. So that is not love. You are loving the Shaykh, but you are not loving him for the sake of Allah. So this is very important to understand, that love must be solely for Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا يَشُوبُ مَحَبَّتَهُ حَبٍّ وَدُنْيَوِي لُطْف مَطْلُوبْ نَهُ. And no love, no enjoyment of this dunya. And this will particularly refer to, one email came of some other lady with regard to another Shaykh, a dream also that she had seen. But it happens here, especially for women, that they get enjoyment from the Shaykh also. They fantasize even about the Shaykh. So that is also totally, that is not love. You're loving the Shaykh, but not for Allah's sake. For your own enjoyment. And they fantasize, etc. So that is muridness also, with regard to the Shaykh, that we have to love the Shaykh. But that love is not pure for Allah's sake. That love is for your lust, for your desire. That must not be there. It doesn't happen with men. Men won't love a Shaykh for lust, etc. But with women, this is a thing, not only common, not only that it's a thing, but it's a common thing and it happens. So they have to be on their guard very greatly also. وَلَا أَمْرِ بَشَرِيٍ بَشَرِ تَقَاضَ سِ پَاكْ هُو. And no human instinct must be in there also. In other words, that love must be solely and only for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then it is called love of the Shaykh for the sake of Allah. If you will love your Shaykh, that you go with him, for example, on Safar also. And now you see all the context of the Shaykh. Now why you went? To make contact with them. To take some benefit from them, that you want them to invite you, etc. You phone them, you take some benefit. This is also all, that love is not for the sake of the Shaykh. That is your own benefits, dunya's benefits, bodily benefits, any other benefits, then that is not pure. So this love which is so important, by which a person will get husn khatima, but that love must be pure also. And for Allah's sake, you love your shaykh also, for Allah's sake. Not for any other worldly benefit, for any worldly gain, not for your own lust, your own desire, it must be solely for Allah Ta'ala. So this is also a very important aspect, which Hazrat Allah give Hazrat Jazai Khair. There are many times during the day when I just think of Hazrat, say what, how he has taught us and how he has opened up things, that you just can make dua for your shaykh. What were these are such fine points, and in such simple ways Hazrat has explained it. He hasn't made it a big, deep subject of tasawwuf, and he explained it in such a way that the people cannot understand. He explained it so simply and straightforwardly. May Allah let us understand, inshallah. With regard to Ma'arif Ghaznavi, we had read the story of Mahmud Ghaznavi when the five crooks were going out to steal. And he joined them, they were caught, and then they were set free. So the lessons that we learn from them. Teesri nasihat ye hai ki qiyamat ke din koi hunar kaam na dega. The third lesson that we learn from here, that on the day of qiyama, none of your accomplishments, of your degrees, of your trade, you're a tradesman, whatever it is, it's not going to. You're the top carpenter in the town, plumber, etc., the top accountant, the top lawyer, the top QC, the top doctor, these things are not going to help you on Qiyamah's Day. All those five people had great qualities, they were there, but that qualities did not have them. بلکہ وہ تمام عمال جو اللہ تعالیٰ کی مرضی کے خلاف انسان سے سرزد ہو رہے ہیں قیامت کے دن اس کے گردن بندوا دیں گے. But all those things, in fact your accomplishments, you got a glib tongue, and you know how to swindle people, how to talk and convince people. You got your art of doing this, your art of doing that, and you rob people, you do them down. All those things are going to bring you in the clutches of Allah's wrath on the day of Qiyamah. They are not going to help you. You're a person who likes to jab all the time, and you make fun out of people also. At a bribe you have to be there, and then you have to be talking also all the time, jabbing it away, or finding fault, backbiting all the time, keeping the majlis hot all the time. All that is going to destroy you on the day of Qiyamah. Go dunya mein unko hunar samjhata ho. Though in this dunya they think, hey, that person, he's a top person. You have a bribe, he must be there. Any gathering, he must be there. But Qiyamah say those very things will destroy you. Jis tarah choron ne apne fun ko mauqe kamal mein pesh kiya tha, lekin in kamalat hi ne unke mushke kaswa di. Like these crooks, they presented all what they can do, or they had great achievements and great accomplishments, and they presented them to achieve, but those very same things brought them into the courtroom, and the sentence was passed also upon them because of what they think that we are so good, etc. Har ek ne apni khasiyat dikhai aur apne kamal e hunar pesh kiya. Everyone presented what I can do, and also he presented the perfection of his art, what he had. لیکن ان تمام ہنروں میں ان کی بدبختی اور بڑھ گئی. But it was the very art of this and the special qualities which brought them to destruction. جو ہنر جان کو خالق جان سے آشنا نہ کر دے, that achievement, that art of yours, that way of your doing things which does not make you to know your creator. It can be dunya's things that you can achieve, halal or even haram or even halal, but they don't connect you with Allah Ta'ala, and they don't give you a connection with Allah Ta'ala, or Allah ki yaad ka zariya na ho, and they are not a means of remembering Allah Ta'ala. Wo hunar nahi hai, wabal hai. That is not an art, that is not an achievement, an accomplishment. That is a destruction for you. Insan ki jo quwwat hai Allah Ta'ala se baghawat, the strength which Allah has given man, and the strength which he used to make baghawat, to be disloyal to Allah. Sarkashi, disobedience of Allah. Aur ghaflat mein, unmindfulness of Allah. Sarf ho rahi hai, wo ek din usko mujrim ke haisiyat se Allah ke huzur mein pesh kar denge. Those very qualities will bring him, and on the day of Qiyamah, present him as a criminal in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Like here, you can juggle around with figures easily. You can bluff people. You bluff your wife also with so many things, and the poor thing, she accepts what you say, and you are bluffing her. What messages come on your cell phone, and then you just bluff her and tell her something else, and you think, I know how to get away. She can't catch me. How I get away every time with all my things, etc. But Qiyamah Day, those very things what you thought I should get away with, and I should do this and do that, and looking at porn, and when she asks you, that I'm busy with this assignment, and I'm busy with this work, you can get away here, and you can think that I know how to get away, I know how to bluff my way out, I know all my tricks, I know how to juggle around. But Qiyamah Day, those very things are going to bring destruction on. آج دنیا کی جو قوم سائنسی ترقی کے ذریعے تسخیر مہتاب کو اپنا کمال سمجھ رہی ہے. Today the people of this world, and in the progress of science etc., worldly progress, technology, and they feel that they are in charge to control the moon also, space they are controlling etc., اور اللہ سے منہ موڑ کر اپنی زندگی کے ایام گزار رہی ہے. And away from Allah and the laws of Allah, they are passing their lives in their nafsani khaishat, in all their desires, their lusts, just in this dunya. They are passing their lives. انہیں کل قیامت کے دن پتا چلے گا. Tomorrow on the day of قیامت, they will realize کہ ان کا یہ کمال ہنر قابل انعام ہے یا مورد قہر و غضب. That these achievements of this, whether they are going to get accolades on it, they're going to get prizes on it, or whether it is going to be the cause of them being sentenced to hellfire and going to suffer the consequences there. تسخیر محرومہ مبارک تجھے مگر. All your science progress that you're doing, your technology, blessed may you be in that. دل میں اگر نہیں تو کہیں روشنی نہیں. لیکن if Allah is not in your heart, you have got no lights. You can put 100 fluorescent bulbs and lights, but if you haven't got Allah in your heart, there is no light in your heart. We come to reality and realize what is important and necessary for us. May Allah bless us with these realities and reward our Shaykh and fill our Shaykh's qabr with nur. What a legacy Hazrat has left for us. It is on the plate for us just to enjoy and benefit, inshallah. Who wants to become Bayat? What's your name? From? Crosby. You're a student here, you came from Majlis. Briefly, Bayat is sunnat, it's not for us. And the main thing to understand is the purpose of Bayat. And the purpose of Bayat is our Islam, what we were talking about. To correct our spiritual life, to get connected with Allah Ta'ala. That is the Bayat, the purpose. Not just for barakat, or not just to make some zikr or something like that, but to get this reality. And Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Sahib Majzoob rahmatullah alayhi has written very beautifully, when a murid becomes bayat, in actually what he's saying becoming bayat, I'm handing myself over to the Shaykh for my Islam, that you must guide me. And the Shaykh promises, I will guide you. So that is what is necessary. So we must take the guidance and then follow the guidance. It is like you ask somebody directions. Now follow the directions. He told you how to go. Now go like that. So just like that, when you're becoming murid, you're asking directions. Now when the directions are given, follow the directions. That is the purpose. Not just that he gives you the directions, you write it down with a gold pen, and you hang it up on your car, and you don't follow it. What's the use of that? That you're just reading it as wazifa all the time. But you're not following it. You must follow it. That is what is required. And what do we have to do? A few simple things we have to do. If we do it, inshallah, we will get the benefit. The first thing is, try and maintain Islamic pressing wherever we are. Even if we have to go for a picnic or holiday, we go for business, wherever we go, try and maintain Islamic. If laws don't permit anywhere, then that as soon as possible you can come into your Islamic dressing appearance. Read Quran Sharif daily. Read about 3-4 pages every day. As a student, what is in a madrasa, that is sufficient. Otherwise, 3-4 pages. And read 100 times La ilaha illallah. The first and more or less every 10 times complete the kalima Muhammadur Rasulullah wad durood sharif sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And with this in mind, that with La ilaha, I'm taking out everything besides Allah from my heart. And with illallah, I'm putting only Allah in my heart. My heart will become pure, clean. All pride, jealousy, love of dunya, love of woman, everything, laziness, all this will go out. Take it all out with La ilaha. And with illallah, put the right thing in the heart. And 100 times, Allah. After the first Allah, to say words of Allah's greatness like Jalla Jalaluhu is wajib. Then repeat it with this in mind that, oh Allah, I love you, I need you, you also love me, you come in my heart. A person will get the love of Allah. And once you have got the love of Allah, your path is clear then. All obstacles are removed and your path is clear to Allah. And then keep contact. Come to the majlis regularly and keep personal contact also by email. Explain what is the condition of or what is your condition, etc. Those brothers who want to, one brother from Cape Town has got a very nice format that he gives his weekly report on. So those who wish to can email, and then inshallah I'll just cut and paste and copy and paste, and then you can see what a beautiful format he uses, and you can send a weekly report like that. You inshallah it will be very beneficial inshallah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله، يد الله فوق أيديهم، فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه، ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and fancies and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with a jamaat in the masjid according to Sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila of the Chishtiya and Naqshbandiya and Qadariya and Suharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bayat. O Allah, as long as I live grant me an Islamic Imani life. Just before Maut, grant me Maut, grant me Tawbat and Nasuha, and grant my Maut on Imani Kamil, on Kalima-i Shahada, with Maqbool, Tawbat and Nasuha, with Afiyat, Izzat, Rahat, Salamati and Aman. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and pious. May Allah accept, inshallah. And now we'll ask Maulana Musa, he'll give you the details. Eh? And for you, come in the morning, sit for zikr, that is sufficient. Eh? And our friend Maulana Abu Bakr Nanabai, he's admitted in hospital. Make dua for him, Allah give shifa, inshallah. And for all, everyone who, so many people have come in accidents, so many people are ill, various problems, make ummah dua for the whole ummah. Allah relieve all of their problems, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, on Laylatul Qadr, this coming Friday night, after the Isha Salah, the monthly program will take place in Homestead Park. I'm a request for all the brothers to participate after the Isha Salah. Jamaat will be at 7:30. And then inshallah on Laylatul Ahad, on Saturday night, after the Maghrib Salah, here at the Darul Ulum, inshallah, we will be having our monthly Zikr and Ash'ar Majlis. And then on Yawmul Ahad, Sunday morning, from 10 o'clock until Zuhar Salah, the Majlis will continue. Humble request for all the brothers to participate, to bring other brothers along also.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala asrafil anbiya'i wal-mursaleen. سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا حليم يا كريم يا واسع المغفرة يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب استر عيوبنا واغفر ذنوبنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك حب الأشياء إلينا. اللهم اجعل حبك حب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك ونستغفرك لما لا نعلم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.